Bernie Krause lives in the same world as the rest of us, but he experiences it a little differently.
I don't see very well, so my world is informed by sound, and it has been since the very beginning. Only when I started 70 years ago, the only sound that people ever thought about was music, certainly not the soundscape of the natural world.
So Bernie embarked on a career as a musician, performing with the Weavers in the 1950s, and a decade later, becoming one of the first to master the use of synthesizers. And that, ironically, led him out into the natural world.
With my late music partner, Paul Beaver, did an album for Warner Brothers called In a Wild Sanctuary. And that album was really a turning point for me. It was suggested by Van Dyke Parks. We were having lunch one day, and he said, why don't you do an album on the theme of ecology? Well, I'd never heard of that. Paul and I thought about that and decided that that might be really interesting, but what it required was going outside and recording. I'd never done that, and I was terrified of the outside world. I was terrified of animals.
So he started cautiously, setting up his microphones in a natural haven within the Bay Area's urban sphere.
The first place I went was Muir Woods with a stereo tape recorder and began to record. And the first time I turned on that recorder and heard in my headphones the expansion of space with those stereo mics, it changed my life. I decided that was what I wanted to record as much as I could.
Nearly half a century later, he has compiled an unmatched archive of the sounds of the natural world, collected from all over it.
Well, I've got about 4,500 hours of natural habitat recordings from around the world, both marine and terrestrial. And I've got about 15,000 critters. And by the way, we're looking for a home for this archive now, an academic home, hopefully.
Within that oral library are literally thousands of soundscapes, what Krause calls biophonies, of creatures and habitats that are now gone.
About 50% of that archive is recordings of habitats that no longer exist. It's the only record of what a place sounded like. Zimbabwe, for instance, we've spent a lot of time recording in Zimbabwe, and that was before Mugabe came in and began to destroy everything. Those habitats are gone now, so the only way that they can be heard is on the recordings that we've got.
This is not a problem that's limited to Africa or the whims of third-world despots, as we'll hear in tomorrow's segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.